This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. An angry Joe Biden lashed out at reporters amid allegations Donald Trump pressured the president of Ukraine to investigate his son.
Trump deserves to be investigated. He is violating every basic norm of a president.
Democrats have condemned what they see as a clear effort to damage a political rival, now at the heart of an explosive whistleblower complaint against President Trump. Trump is defending himself against the allegations, asserting that it comes from a partisan whistleblower, though the president also says he don't know who made the initial complaint. The U.S. is sending troops and air defense equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, the Pentagon said Friday night. The announcement came after last weekend's attacks on Saudi Arabian oil facilities, for which U.S. officials blame Iran, a charge Tehran denies. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said the U.S. was responding to requests from Saudi Arabia and the UAE to improve their air and missile defenses. Thousands of people in Hong Kong have taken to the streets for the latest round of pro-democracy demonstrations. The protesters began their rally Saturday after pro-China supporters tore down some of the city's so-called Lenin walls, created with colorful post-it notes on which anti-government messages were written. The walls are named after the 1980 John Lennon Wall in communist-controlled Prague. More than 1,300 people have been arrested since demonstrations began in early June. An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 5.6 shook the Albanian capital of Tirana and the port town of Durrës on Saturday. The defense ministry said it was the most powerful quake to hit Albania in 30 years. Local media report 49 people being treated for injuries. This is VOA.